annual men's health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. You get the test, you get the result, and you get a plan to fix it if the numbers are low. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that change lives. Men can experience better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, and an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. Hey, it's time to start feeling amazing again and hit those goals this year, starting with today. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. We got traffic and then the Wall Street Business Report.
Well, we got an accident on the ramp from 85 northbound down to Ann Street, and it is right out in the middle of the road. We got a fire truck there. Folks are passing on the right and left, right near the bottom of the ramp. That's causing a slowdown on 85 northbound. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85. A lot of folks beginning to get off work and get out on the roads. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy. Overall, we're looking pretty good. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Next hour around 5:35 during Miss Murray's Movie Minute, we'll be talking about the top science fiction films of all time. There's a list out. And sometimes it's surprising what they classify as science fiction. But we'll talk about that today around 5:35, brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifting to a mixed close after last week's roller coaster ride left them shy of their records. Treasury yields moved higher. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Federal Reserve will lower them. Hot reports on inflation and the economy have forced traders to delay forecasts for when the relief on rates could arrive. That raises the pressure on companies to deliver strong profits to justify higher stock prices. The Dow was down 11 points today to 38,892. The Nasdaq gained 5 to 16,253. The S&P 500 dropped 2 points to 5202. New York oil fell 48 cents to $86.43 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors, and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On April 8th, 1836, the world welcomed little baby Milton Bradley. The future board game pioneer must have been inspired from the moment of his birth.
Welcome to the game of life.
Milton Bradley, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Keith Peters reporting the sun has reappeared from behind the moon as the total solar eclipse leaves North America. There won't be another coast-to-coast spectacle on the continent until 2045. Crowds cheered from Mexico to Canada as the spectacle unfolded. The weather forecast was cloudy for many places, but viewers were able to see the eclipse in many of those spots as clouds got out of the way. Donald Trump is asking a New York appeals court to remove his hush money criminal trial out of Manhattan and reverse his gag order in an 11th-hour bid for a delay just a week before the scheduled start. At an emergency hearing Monday, the former president's lawyers asked the judge in the state's middle-level appeals court to postpone the April 15th trial. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
This is the IRS with a reminder to pay your taxes soon to continue receiving all the great services the federal government has to offer. Services like, the roads that are endlessly under construction and health care. Well, not everyone gets health care, but your tax money also pays for services like, subsidies for big corporations and government pensions. That's a couple trillion right there. And Congress will probably vote themselves a pay raise, so you got to kick in for that. So, send in your checks and do your part to make sure America can keep the lights on. And by lights, we mean the Army and old people.
I've been doing a lot of bending over at the waist exercises because they haven't paid mine yet. But I'll be better this year, that's for sure. Wow. What do we do now that the eclipse is over, the air show is over? Biscuits start playing this week. So there's that. But we had all of this activity jammed into this really, especially for Montgomery, Alabama, tight window. Now it's all gone. But it was great while it lasted, the eclipse. And thank you again, Rich Thomas. You did it. You kept the clouds away until it was just about over. Starting to sprinkle now. I was just outside seeing if traffic on 85 behind the building was moving well, and it is. Later this hour, the best sci-fi movies of all time. Entertainment Weekly put out a list. We'll kick that around with Ellen Murray in the Miss Murray Movie Minute. And up in a moment, Brant McDonald with his take on today's market activities. By the way, for a private consultation with Brant, don't forget the number for Invista Advisors. It is 387-0094. And with all the news you hear, this would be a good time to sit down with him. He'd tell you, call somebody. Don't go through this alone. At least arm yourself with some wisdom and some facts. This part of the show brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. Always a pleasure to recommend them. And I am a, at least a four-time customer at MPB. Most of it was, the first time I backed out of my driveway after we moved, I took a four-foot divot out of the right side of the car with the mailbox because the previous owner put the mailbox too close to the driveway. It really wasn't my fault. Shut up. And then there was the deer that decided to leap in front of my vehicle in the dark of night, 3 in the morning on 231, driving south to Troy, and did some damage, but the car was drivable, so all Donnie Turner needed was pictures from me. And it's funny, I took the first photos requested, sent them. Then at my next stop, he texted me again and said, I need a couple more from this angle and this angle, so I took those and sent them. Came back 5 days later from my Florida Christmas vacation. Donnie said, can you have the car here first thing in the morning tomorrow? We've got everything we need. We'll stage it and we'll have it ready to go by the end of the day. And they did it. This is the kind of dedication and expertise that you can expect from Montgomery Paint and Body. If your car is damaged and drivable, A, make sure you get a claim number with your insurance company and then get in touch with Donnie or Brandon Turner at MPB so they can begin the process of ordering what needs to be ordered so when your car is ready and the parts are in, they can get it done. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body and they'll take it from there. 27REC with a W is the number they hope. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. Donnie Turner does not want you to call him and bring him business. He's not wired that way. Even if it is money, he doesn't want people to have a tough time or go through a situation. But they happen. And when they do, the best friend you can have is Montgomery Paint and Body. Over four decades of excellent outcomes on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Again, that number is 27REC with a W. Brant coming up.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Kim Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the eclipse, the next big deal is a storm system in the middle of the week.
tonight, becoming cloudy. We're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers begins in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Locally, very heavy rainfall amounts. A severe weather potential, high 75. Risk of some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday, high 75. Nice weather Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, everybody. It's me from 1973. Brand new on the radio. And this is the way we talk when we play Pink Floyd.
Enough of the radio lessons for the moment. Just had a flashback. Sorry, had to act on it. Joining us now, the man we call Mr. Right on the Money. That would be Brant McDonald. Thank you. From Invest Advisors. Hey, Brant, good afternoon.
Greg, good afternoon to you as well, buddy. I got to tell you up front, I've got about maybe 4 minutes.
Okay.
I'm in a pretty tight schedule here, but... You know, I did want to brief you and the listeners on a very, very big, significant Zoom call that I was on this afternoon.
Sure.
Speaking with a lot of very well-known, very well-heeled people around the country. You know, the CPI report that's coming up Wednesday is really big. I mean, they're all big, but the fact of the matter is, you look at the action of what's going on in the Treasury bond market right now with bond yields that are moving higher, all at the same time that everyone's anticipating rate cuts from the Fed. And everyone on this Zoom call all agreed with what I've been preaching for some time now, that this is really very, very political. And if you look at the action in gold, if you look at the action in silver, other precious metals, certainly commodity names, crude oil, et cetera, all across the board, these things have gone through the roof. I mean, the price performance in these names and in these sectors over the last, say, 2 months, really in the last month in more particular, has truly been breathtaking. And the reason this is happening is because the market is sniffing this whole thing out. Gold in particular has really sniffed it out. And what it's basically telling us is this is truly the moment in time where you're looking at a game, set, match scenario for the Fed. You've got a Treasury Department that's borrowing incredible amounts of money, and the Fed well knows that if they keep rates where they are, these banks are going to run into major, major problems. It's not so much necessarily just the credit quality of a lot of the bank loans, because you've got private money out there that is backstopping some of this and taking on some of that debt, looking at opportunities. They've been buying it from banks at discounts because they're looking at the long game where they can do deal workouts and make money on it. But the problem is the sheer interest exposure. I'll give you an example. The 10-year bond yield is approaching 4.8%. If we get a really, really nasty number on CPI on Wednesday, it's pretty clear that 10-year yield probably goes to 5. Certainly, if you see a scenario where the Fed cuts rates and inflation picks up steam, a 10-year bond yield, for example, of 6% is real big, big-time trouble for Bank of America. We're talking about the big banks now. So this is a really, really seminal moment in time, and it's going to be critical to really be on our toes as we move through this. I did want to pass that on. You know, not a lot of data today. There really won't be much tomorrow. The entire week really hinges on CPI. Which is Wednesday, and then obviously the minutes of the meeting from the Fed will be released on Wednesday as well, and then Thursday we get the producer price index. So it's going to be a big week no question about it.
All righty. Since you are tight for time, we will have another day to discuss other stuff tomorrow. But if anything breaks, of course, you're always welcome in the morning. And we appreciate taking the time now.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And look forward to chatting with you some more tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Wish I had a little more time, but this is a crazy world we live in these days. So,
did you catch at least the eclipse today? Did you take a moment to enjoy that?
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, that Zoom I was talking about, we ended it right about peak time, I think around 1:52. We were able to rush out and take a look, and it was a lot of fun.
Right at peak. All right, excellent, Brent. Thank you for your time today.
All right, Joe. Take care.
Appreciate it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
The indices are unmanaged, and so am I. It is 522 on News Talk 93.1 FM. For those of you shopping for furniture, again, let me beat the drum on behalf of Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. For too long, almost a secret, because they're not in a big, ostentatious, expensive building with a lot of fluff and distraction. It's a 60,000-square-foot functional warehouse. Very nice, very clean. 4044 Wetumpka Highway is the address that is big enough to not only, I think by Rich Thomas's word, create its own weather, but to house virtually every type and style of furniture that you can think of. If you'd like a sneak preview of what you'll see when you visit Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, visit shopkaiser.com. Shopkyser.com. Nothing's off the table with them. It's all there. Everybody has their own individual quirks and preferences, and they cover it all under one roof. And everything under that roof is marked 50% off from the top ticket price right now. So you'll save a lot of money. You know, it's not just, we see there's a food outlet. The national chains don't necessarily save you money. At Kaiser, they like to pass those savings directly on to you because there's no middleman there. It's an independent business, beautifully run by our friend Stella Beard, who knows that inventory inside out, and capably assisted by Leslie Wolfolk, who has decorating experience. So if you need a knowledgeable opinion on theming up a room or your home, she's there, and her service is available for free. Go big, spend over $1,000. You can go interest-free with a Synchrony Luxury account for qualified customers. And you pay less in sales tax. When you're buying furniture, you're spending a little money. So save on that as well, because it's 8.25% at Kaiser and 10% in the city. There's a whole bunch of good reasons the next time you have a furniture need to make sure that you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings on your shopping list. And again, shopkaiser.com. Back to traffic now at 5:24. Sci-fi movies coming up.
Well, this afternoon, I-65 and 85 are very busy. We had an accident on the ramp from 85 northbound down to Ann Street. They have cleared that, and traffic's moving pretty good now on 85 northbound, but we are very busy. That said, the boulevards are as well. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. No problems anywhere at the moment. A couple of minor things, but those are off the major arteries, in parking lots, and in neighborhoods. So buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated if anything pops up. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Then eat at the Bubbly Inn. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn and Collier's Managed Development. Wiggle Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
Today is April 8th. Draw a picture of a bird day. Bird lovers everywhere are encouraged to take pencil to paper and draw a lovely picture of a beautiful bird. Unless, of course, someone cuts you off in traffic, in which case drawing a bird takes too long. Have a picturesque Draw a Picture of a Bird Day.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home. Save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care. I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. But maybe you'll choose. A refreshing herbal tea.
Lovely.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
That was the first of the Weird Al songs that we added a long time ago. Kind of played it to death, and now it's making a comeback. Just a little escape from the news of the day, which is never really good. Want to thank David Blackman for taking us through the Idiocracy today. Sean Hannity warns Republicans Trump is right about abortion. Federal law would be political suicide. We discussed that, among other things, with David. But then you got Lindsey Graham and Mike Pence and the rest of the, oh, no, no, we gotta embrace that. That way the Democrats will maintain control in the House and Senate, and we can just lick their ass for the next 4 years, which is what they're going to do anyway. And they wonder why we lose. It's not us. It's not us. We make it pretty clear what we would like to see done. But they insist on doing it their way. And I don't need to hear a Frank Sinatra song when we're talking about the future of the country. Oh, and that of all issues to cost an election. Trump files two motions in Stormy Daniel case, suing judge to remove gag order and asking appeals court to move the trial. And have we had a ruling on that yet today? I'm not optimistic for him because it seems like no judge has the guts. All right, New York appeals court rules on Trump's motion and denies it. Was anybody expecting anything different? The fix is in, and it's really frightening to see how reliably awful these people are. It just, if it doesn't scare you at least a little bit, it should. We are at 5:31, so we'll take our minds off all this chaos by discussing science fiction films. The best of all time, Entertainment Weekly came up with a list. We'll chat that up with Ellen Murray in the Miss Murray movie segment coming up in just a couple of minutes at 29 before the hour. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Very busy all over Montgomery still this afternoon, and we've got some slow traffic, 85 northbound for about around East Boulevard to Taylor. A lot of folks on the ramps waiting to get up onto Taylor Road this afternoon. Boulevards are busy, as well as 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 31 outbound. And we've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. A little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound, South Union up to the 65 merge. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85 with the Jay Montgomery Skywatch Tractor.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A rare solar eclipse will be occurring today. Alabama won't get to experience a total eclipse like some parts of the country, but portions of the state could see nearly 90% of the sun obscured. Today's solar eclipse will begin at 12:33 p.m., end at 3:20 with a peak at 1:59 p.m. Thousands turned out to greet the Alabama men's basketball team and coach Nate Oates at Tuscaloosa Airport Sunday afternoon. Bama made the Final Four for the first time in program history, but lost to the top-seeded UConn Huskies in Phoenix Saturday night. A new bill regulating sexually explicit children's books has been filed in the Alabama legislature. HB 425 would prohibit a library from purchasing or accepting donated materials containing sexual content if the publisher of the material has recommended it for minors. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the eclipse, the next big deal is the storm system in the middle of the week. Tonight, becoming cloudy. We're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers begins in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Locally, very heavy rainfall amounts. A severe weather potential, high 75. Risk of some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday, high 75. Nice weather Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle with AMS Studios in Prattville. Visit at ams-studios.com or call 730-1268. Today's topic, science fiction, perfect, because the eclipse today was sort of a science fiction type of event. Did you get to witness any of that, Ellen?
Yes, it was spectacular. I enjoyed every moment.
There's something humbling about watching an event like that. Just amazing. And this movie list from Entertainment Weekly on the top sci-fi films of all time. Now, sci-fi is not really my wheelhouse, but my opinion, I'd like
not
to take...
Not really mine either, but...
But the good ones are the ones that can bring in somebody who is not necessarily a sci-fi fan, but it's... And I'm going to use this word, and I'm going to hate myself for using it. It's more inclusive. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I used the I word on the air. But what are some of the science fiction films on this top 31 list that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, I didn't really think that I was a sci-fi person, but looking at this list, I might kind of actually be one, because there was a lot of stuff on here that I saw and really liked, so... they're in alphabetical order rather than number one to number 31. So I'll just start at the beginning.
Sure.
2001 Space Odyssey, obviously a classic. Everyone needs to see it. Back to the Future, I really liked when it was first out.
Yes.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind is interesting because I've been to the Devil's Tower and
so
I just went a couple of years ago.
That was the coolest thing to me about the movie. The film was okay, but I camped out next to Devil's Tower. And by the way, just not that the segment's about camping, but you probably have the best view of the sky. You'll see hundreds of shooting stars on a clear night. It's really an amazing place to go. What else did you like on the list?
There's not a lot of light pollution in Wyoming.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Contact was a really good one. I remember just loving that movie when I first saw it.
Jodie Foster, I saw that as well, back in 1997.
Dark City is a surprise one. I really enjoyed that back in the day. I think I saw it three or four times, but I couldn't really tell you what it's about anymore.
What else?
E.T.
Yeah, that's...
Can't miss.
That's one of those everything movies, and a genuine family film too.
Second Phase, I'm not so I haven't seen most of those. I do want to watch Metropolis, the first Lang from 1927. I can't believe I haven't seen it actually.
That is
Starship Troopers was okay.
They still show that on Turner Classic every once in a while. What I find most interesting about it is how advanced the production techniques were in 1927 when that was first made. And there's a couple on page three that caught my eye. What did you like off the third page of the list of the best sci-fi films of all time according to Entertainment Weekly?
Well, I actually really loved WALL-E.
Yeah, I saw that.
Such a cute movie with little robots on the destroyed planet.
Yes, I was... a big brother at that time when that movie came out and took the kids to see WALL-E, and I enjoyed that as well. Now, what on the list...
I think it was foretelling the future with the blob people that didn't have any bones. They were just so fat floating around in their little spaceships with their eyes on their computer screens all day.
Anything on the list that you saw and didn't care for? Because it's an opinion. It's a very subjective list, so... Anything that you felt was kind of a waste of time?
I think if I thought they were going to be a waste of time, I didn't bother watching them the first time.
You know, you're like that with every movie that you look into. If you think it's going to be a waste of your time, you don't see it. There's a couple on the list I wanted to mention real quick. that go back a ways that still play well today. One is Them from 1954. At least the beginning. In fact, Peter Arness, who went on to play in Gunsmoke, or is it James Arness? He's in that. And the 1982 John Carpenter, The Thing. That and Alien are both movies that incorporate a good deal of horror into the science fiction aspect of the film.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of those three.
The list is available at entertainmentweekly.com, and they released it in conjunction with the eclipse today, so that if the celestial activity puts you in a mind for something a little bit different. Now, one other I wanted to ask you about, have you ever seen Dune?
I saw the first one, the David Lynch version, but I have not watched the new versions of it, although I would like to if I can get into the right frame of mind.
Science fiction is, yeah, that's something you kind of have to, you know, I watch a lot of this stuff around Halloween for some reason. The 1986 Fly with Jeff Goldblum, that was a reasonably well-done remake.
Oh, yeah.
But with a lot of these, it's something I'm happy to see once, but that's enough. Also interesting, I don't know if you have seen any of the Star Trek movies, but none of those made this list. No Star Trek films on this entire list.
Did kind Star Wars make it?
Star Wars is on it, but only one of the six, and that's Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, which is usually considered the best of the lot.
Where was it?
But this is not a ranked list. This is just
okay.
And that's good, because you don't want the science fiction nerds, you know, having a giant battle over, no, this should be higher, that should be higher. At least we're not dealing with a rank here. By the way, the first on the list, 2001 A Space Odyssey, I saw that at a funky little theater in Minnesota the year it came out, and I had trouble embracing that one. It was okay. I mean, it had some pretty good effects for its time, but I spent most of my time making out on the balcony and eating popcorn. Truth be told. Sometimes
there
that's
was a tribute to that at the beginning of Barbie, which I don't know if you remember, but they had the little girls in the, like, obelisk. At the very beginning.
Every part of Barbie I've seen by accident, I have to confess. Thank you for taking the time out of your afternoon, and I will put this list on Facebook probably tomorrow, and we'll see what kind of comments we get from the sci-fi fans in the audience. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. All right, now look what we have. We have the lawyer for all science fiction fans and more.
Oh, Chad.
That's him.
I'm representing the sci-fi movies that were left off the list.
Yes.
I didn't get to hear where everything is, but I'll just tell you my favorite sci-fi
movies.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Alien, the first one.
Yes.
That's definitely one. Interstellar, that's definitely one. Empire Strikes Back is definitely the best Star Wars, no doubt about it.
Alien made the list, and again, that's another movie that kind of incorporated the horror theme into the sci-fi aspect of it.
Right. And then also 2001, A Space Odyssey, that's definitely one of my favorites. If you like Stanley Kubrick, which I like Stanley Kubrick films, except for Clockwork Orange, that was just bizarre.
Yeah, I saw that, and I still don't understand what that was about.
It's about it's really about the society we're living in now that's just dominated by violence.
I was afraid you were going to say that, Chad. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that.
I know. I hate to say, well, it's mostly in blue cities.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, you're correct on that.
Oh my gosh. And
by the way, did you see the story today? I want you to go back to it. But I need to do this before I forget it. In Minneapolis, you will no longer be able to get Uber or Lyft because they're pulling out.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
That speaks to the sad state of affairs in that town, man.
Well, where was it? Yesterday in Dearborn, they were having Death to America chant. They were celebrating Quds Day, which is declared by the Ayatollah of Iran, and now we have people in there who are literally talking about Death to America. Why aren't they in the United States?
Why? Well, nobody asked.
And they that's your modern Democratic Party. That's why Joe Biden threw Israel under the bus last week, because he wants to win Michigan. But guess what? He's not going to win Michigan. You know, he's not going to happen.
I hope to God you're right.
Yeah, I hope to God. I'm praying to God I'm right for sure. But what other sci-fis did you have on there? What was number one?
Well, again, it was not a ranked list. It was just 31, if you're going to pick 31 great sci-fi films. In fact, I'll just run down the list real quick. Space Odyssey, you mentioned that. Alien belongs. Back to the Future, I never got into that. Blade Runner,
I like that.
Don't know it.
Yep.
I never felt compelled to see it. Close Encounters had its moments, like Ellen mentioned. Devil's Tower, when you've been there and you see it, and the way they use it in the film, that was pretty cool. Contact, you had to stay, to pay attention during that one.
Yeah. How about Rollerball? Was that on there? Rollerball, remember that one?
I'm looking now. Rollerball did not make it, no.
Back in the day.
Yeah, no, I remember the movie. James Caan was in there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. James Caan was in it.
Ghost in the Shell, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I thought it was ponderous. Night of the Creeps.
Somebody know that one. Is that the Democratic National Convention?
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. Somebody went to the DNC with a camera.
That's the Star Wars bar scene.
Planet of the Apes. That was cool. That has not aged well.
The first one was great. I mean, when they see the statue, when Charlton Heston rides on the beach and there's the Statue of Liberty buried, was like, whoa!
That was one of the best endings of any movie I've ever seen.
Right.
It redeemed it till that point for me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's worth watching just to see the end.
Terminator Starship Troopers. Is that the one where they...
They blow everything in smithereens.
I think there's a lot of nudity in that one, too. One of those...
A little bit.
Super Trooper. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was a spoof.
Probably was.
Terminator made
baseball.
The list.
Baseball's the Movie is definitely a great sci-fi spoof. Remember Dark Helmet?
Yes. That one.
My Schwartz is bigger than yours.
I don't think it's up there with Young Frankenstein as a Mel Brooks film, but
it's
watchable.
Still Mel Brooks, yeah.
It's watchable.
Well, Mel Brooks is that a sci-fi? Yeah. Frankenstein.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Which was a hilarious movie. What else? Go ahead.
Stalker.
I hadn't seen that one.
Snowpiercer. Never heard of that. What's odd, that came out in 2013. When I've been here, and every week I get the movies from our prep service that are being released. I don't recall this one at all. And I've not used drugs.
I've never heard of it. Never heard of it. Yeah.
So, and Sunshine. That I've never heard of either.
I missed that one, too.
Now, I would imagine those who are into sci-fi know every single one of these films, but the point I wanted to make was the best sci-fi, I use the I word. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just say it draws people in.
Yeah.
It's a better explanation.
Yeah, fans of all genres of films, those are the best sci-fi films because they...
Oh, they missed one. They missed one. Westworld with Yul Brynner.
That's a good point, yeah. Westworld, you're right.
That was definitely a crazy movie.
That's why I love these lists, though, because they generate chat. Oh, God, and I'm saying this to you while I'm looking at Pete Buttigieg on TV, defending the Biden economy. Pete, you are so full of schmiazit, I can smell you, and I don't have smell-o-vision in my studio. You talking turd bucket. Oh, my God.
I tell you.
Ah!
So, have you decided exactly what great accomplishments Pete Buttigieg has had? I know. He's had chest feeding. Yes.
Oh, that's right. It's good to know that our transportation secretary has a handy nipple when needed.
Although the Pope might have something to say about that now.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yes. Glad to see that. The Pope still is Catholic. So I can say that. I'm Catholic. No, I was actually very good statement out of the Vatican today on a lot of different...
Somebody's got to stand up to this administration and these leftist freaks with their...
Well, you know what? You know what I read yesterday? This tells you, on euthanasia, 24-year-old, perfectly healthy woman just has a little bit of depression, is decided to kill herself, euthanize herself. I mean, that's just sad to me, you know, that we get to the point where, you know, because depression, it is, don't get me wrong, depression is a serious issue, but a lot of it's episodic, you know, a lot of it can be treated. And to
I totally agree.
24 years old.
Chad, I've been treated for it. I know it can be worked with. It takes a lot of effort, not only from, you know, it takes the right medical professional to challenge, but in overcoming depression, the patient has to want to change.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're going to be spending their life living in self-pity and going nowhere.
Right, right, right. I'm with you. Well, listen, thanks for sharing the sci-fi stuff. That's
hey, excellent. I'm glad you called, man. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I'll take care. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Rather, retrospect, I wish they had ranked those movies.
Yeah.
That might have been more fun.
I would think in this environment, Greg, that there's probably a higher episode of people being depressed.
Yes.
And a more likelihood, because it is so easy to secure of people euthanizing themselves.
Man, I you know.
It's happening in Canada.
I know. That son of a...
Yeah.
I don't want to get on a Trudeau rant or I'll be up till midnight stewing in my own conservatism. But, this easy way out crap, there is no easy way out.
No.
And when you're attacking, you know, it's such an odd thing. So many people, for example, with drinking issues, they're drinking because they're depressed. But what they're putting in is a depressant to the central nervous system. So it only deepens the mental cycle they're trying to get out of. You know, people often confuse antidepressants with things like tranquilizers. Antidepressants are not designed to make you feel differently about the world you live in. Antidepressants are about chemically balancing you so that you're not inclined to wake up wanting to cry at the beginning of the day. That kind of depression, that's what you want to treat. That way you can take a look and say, hey, I got a chance today. That's what saved me, ultimately. It gave me the willingness to take on the problems I had to address to feel better. But, we, you know, one thing that Gen Z is onto that does need to be discussed is a better approach to treating mental health.
Yes.
That's not to say that you were triggered today and we got a safe space for you. That's not going to work either, because that's not reality. That's not the world. But, yeah, when people are depressed, what facilities do we have? I have a friend who's had a son who's had terrible problems. In and out of jail, and there's nothing to treat this kid, to give him a chance to reverse what's already happened and start his life over. It's hard to do that when the resources aren't there. I don't understand that at all. We should be better than that. But right now, we just simply are not. If your car's been... Watching that eclipse will take a lot out of you. If your car's been cantankerous and that's got you down, the place to take it is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. There is a certain amount of relief and spiritual elevation to know that you've got people you can trust. Trust is good. And that's the kind of relationship I have with Don Duncan and his team, his son, at the location on Mount Duncan in Millbrook. Great people, they're ready to serve. When you go to Don Duncan, it's not like get in line or we'll get around to it. No, they're anxious to build relationships so that whenever your car needs basic service or has some kind of a repair issue, you'll bring it to them. They accept car insurance repair policies, by the way, so you have that option as well. Locations downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and all three offer wholesale priced major name brand tires. because Don gets them directly from the manufacturer now. Saves you money at the end of the day. By the way, when you have a moment, look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Our final traffic at 5:55.
Well, we still got busy travel all over the area. I-65 and 85 still loaded up, and a good bit of traffic on the boulevards as well around Montgomery. A few minor accidents, but no major problem at the moment. I-65 and 85 looking good through the interchange. We do have a little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound as you head past Jackson on down to the merge, but everything is flowing nicely. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Here's one encouraging piece of news, courtesy of virtual producer Mark Cumby. Arizona, the House there has passed a bill to allow homeowners to use deadly force against trespassers who come onto their property. It's awaiting the governor's signature. That should happen. This nonsense that using TikTok and other social media, teaching each other how to squat in somebody else's house, that's got to end. And sadly, if they don't pass these laws, it's not going to end well for the trespasser.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Bye, sexy.
That was for me. You noticed the weight loss. All right, on behalf of Rosie Brock, David Blackman, Ellen Marie, and more, we thank you for tuning in on the Eclipse Day.